For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and this is a reminder to tune in next week for Kevin's discussion on ketogenic diets. Now, today, our guest is Jenny Herbacek. She is a registered nurse, author, educator, speaker, and cancer survivor. And our subject is cancer-free, are you sure? I'll give you a little more background about Jenny. She says you can see her daily on Know the Cause television show as a moderator of Cancer Free University, an online cancer education resource. And her mission is to educate us on the latest science-based testing that can help us move cancer out of the acute, life-threatening category into a manageable condition. So, Jenny, give us some background on how you got interested, and let's get started on this subject.
Yes, absolutely. You know, usually people get interested because they have a need, and I, you know, most people don't know they have a need to deal with cancer until they get it. You know, we used to really think it's something that someone else gets, but nowadays, one out of four deaths in America are attributed to cancer. So it is. I believe it's a plague upon our country, and we just haven't recognized it yet. It's everywhere. And so I got to thinking, we can put men on the moon. Why are we letting this disease become something so big and scary? And I just wanted to take the fear out of it. But because when I was diagnosed back in 2009, that's exactly what happened to me. I was, I was in shock, and then I picture, you know, pictures of people with no hair and sitting in chemotherapy chairs and surgery and drains and all these terrible, you know, things went through my mind. And I just thought, this cannot be right. I mean, I can get on an airplane. I mean, that's this miraculous technology, but we're still treating cancer this way. So after I went through my ordeal with conventional therapy, which included all those things I was just talking about, I started researching, and I thought, there's got to be a better way to do this. And I found out that it is, and it's because of our medical model that we're currently using. You know, we're reactive to a situation. You know, you don't take medicine for a cold till you get a runny nose. You don't take something for a headache until you get your head hurts. We don't treat people for cancer until they are usually 7 to 10 years into the process. Unbeknownst to them, they have no idea that this has been, you know, started years ago, and either they are losing weight or they're feeling fatigued, or they've got some, you know, major health, you know, symptoms going on, or they find a lump or bump. And at that point, you know, way down the track, if we have the starting line back here, they're coming around the curve before we finally jump into action. So does that explain kind of how I got here?
Yes, and what you're talking about is so important. It's being, instead of reactive, proactive. And I used to say to people, you don't go to bed not having cancer and wake up with full-blown cancer. That
it
starts and stops and starts and stops. And you mentioned lifestyle, and let's talk about some of these factors. We'll try to cover as many as we can today, Jenny.
Right.
The factors that we can handle, things that we can do something about.
Oh my goodness. There are so many things we can do, you know, that we can make simple changes with. First of all, most Americans are overweight. We've got to maintain a healthy weight. Second thing that I believe is really critical is almost everyone is vitamin D deficient, and it's so simple to supplement with some good vitamin D3. We live in an incredibly stressful environment. People have we don't even have time to deal with emotional issues because we're going from one event to one, to work, to this, to pick up kids, to run here. I mean, Americans don't have a lot of leisure time, as at least the people I know. Everyone is working hard and trying to, put food on the table and manage, their lifestyle as best they can. And with that going, we have televisions in every room. So we have all this blue light. We have LED. We're blocking our full light spectrum. We have light. We wake up to it in the morning and we're not getting a good 8 hours of sleep. And then we've got Wi-Fi going all over the house, which is a different frequency. So we need to try and unplug that. And then we're eating, right before bed because we're going to get up and go again the next morning. We can push our mealtime back. I mean, I have a list of probably 40 things here that have kind of crept into the American lifestyle that aren't necessarily sowing health. A big thing for me that I think is contributing to cancer is the pesticides on our food. You just can't get around it because back when, and the whole process of mass producing our food, because we know from studies that the mineral content in our soil has gone down, the mineral content in our food has gone down. We started using massive pesticides, and that started around 1960. And if you look at the curve of cancer starting in 1960, it just goes up, 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 up. Same thing with autism and people with food allergies. All these things are just increasing since we made those changes, in an effort to feed everyone and make things easier. But sometime we need to stop and take a look back and go, my goodness, if we're spraying something on the lettuce, that or on the potatoes or on whatever that will kill a caterpillar from eating it, and then we're getting that residue in our gut, and we have tiny microscopic bacteria in our gut, of course it's killing that as well. And so we're all taking probiotics every day to reproduce what we've killed off through all the chemicals and things in our lifestyle that we have today. And it just goes on and on. I'm sure you probably have some.
You know, it is overwhelming. And when I look at, let's say, almost 4 million years of human time on Earth, modern humans somewhere between 250,000 of about 350,000 years ago, in a very short period of time, the last 100 to 150 years, mm-hmm. which is a pencil dot on human time on this planet, we have mm-hmm. mutated the environment, the diet, and we saw the damage. Years ago, I was starting to write a book called The Canary Syndrome, and it never did get published. But what I learned was that we've been looking at the animal kingdom and hermaphrodites, an inability to reproduce among species. And we didn't think it applied to humans because the turnover in some of the animals and the mice and mm-hmm. the rats and all of the test agents, that turnover is really fast. You can see a lifetime in a very short period of time. So you can see generations pretty quickly. And mm-hmm. it amazed me that we turned our heads away. And I have a pet peeve about the Toxic Controlled Substances Act of 1976 mm-hmm. that allowed right. manufacturers to put chemicals in the environment without testing and to keep secret. They keep a secret on 16,000. No one, no agency can know about it. Now, having said that, I'll say the positive. Finally, after decades of grassroots efforts, they have started changing that and changing regulations. But all these chemicals and pesticides, they don't have legs. They're not going to walk away when they're banned.
Right. No, they're here.
They're here, and they're in our bodies. Can you talk about where these toxins sequester themselves in our bodies?
The problem is nothing gets to working right because our liver gets congested, and then our kidneys are what filters out a lot of our toxins through our urine. But we're finding all these chemicals in our water supply and in the iced tea at a restaurant from their water, and it's everywhere in our liquids, and then in our bath water that we're taking at our, you know, you may have a filter in your on your refrigerator for your drinking water, but then you take a bath at night. So, you know, our body's trying to pull these toxins out, but, you know, a lot of them get stored in our fat and our bones. They're, you know, the body will try and do whatever it can to protect its healthy tissues. The body's resilient. It can take a lot of toxin. But, you know, in addition to it, you know, trying to shuttle things away, and we're constantly putting more in. And so we're constantly taxed. You know, I've had people say, I eat a perfectly good organic diet. But then I talked to a gentleman that had his water tested for his house for glyphosate. Well, he was bathing in it in his shower every morning in night hot, steamy water. So there you go. Even though he was eating organic, he was being re-exposed. And so even though his body was, you know, trying to get rid of toxins, it, you know, they're just being stored because there's a constant, you know, refilling of the glass.
Yes.
It just goes on and on. And that's why I figured out that we, you know, as humans, we're very comfortable in our lifestyle. And I agree. I love being able to walk to my refrigerator at any time and get a night snack before bedtime, which is not good for me. I love having all these conveniences, but we don't like to make a change unless we know that we need to. We're kind of a society that's motivation driven. And so through all of my research, I found out that we can let people know that they early on that they have a problem with cancer. So I've got, gosh, probably 25, 30 tests in my book that people can request and they can get, and they can find out they've got a problem with cancer, and they may be back at your, you know, back right, just left the starting gate.
Now, this is the most important thing I think the listeners can glean from what you're saying, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Jenny Herbacek.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary. Carry.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And just a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. So please tune in next week for Kevin's discussion on ketogenic diets. Now, today we're talking with Jenny Herbacek, a registered nurse, author, educator, speaker, and most importantly, cancer survivor. And our subject is Cancer Free, Are You Sure? And that's the name of her book. And Jenny, tell our listeners a little bit more about your book, and then let's talk about how we can look at markers and lifestyle and figure out ahead of time if we're heading toward cancer.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is we have to think differently about cancer. And I know that's hard because we only know it. You know, it's hard for me to tell someone that a red shirt is not red. But I want to say that cancer does not have to be associated with hair loss, with mouth sores from chemotherapy, with heart damage and organ damage from these toxic drugs, and with a fear that lasts lifetime that you don't get it again. It's that we have had the wrong approach. I am speaking loudly that we need to change that approach. I will tell you, people will say, well, Jenny, why don't we change the approach? And basically, let me go back and just tell you what I'm trying to get people to do. As I said before, when you have cancer, usually you don't find it till at minimum year 5 or 6 with the testing that we typically have now. And a lot of times it's closer to 8 to 10 years before someone will find a breast lump or a prostate problem that's gone out of control, or liver cancer, any of these diseases. We don't find them until really late. And most people will say, ask their doctor, well, how did I get this, or how long have I had this? Which was the question I asked. And my doctor said, you've had this most likely 7 to 10 years. And you know, Dana, I thought, wow, I just wasted 7 to 10 years of possible intervention where I could have prevented myself sitting in this chair right now, looking across, you know, sitting on the little table, looking at the doctor on the little stool with my name on a chart that says cancer patient. And I thought, this is crazy. Why can't we find this earlier? The great news is we absolutely can find it earlier. And my book is full of tests. They're mostly blood tests. We don't even have to take a piece of tumor tissue anymore. And that's another thing we need to change what we believe. We have been taught that on most cancers, unless it's a blood-borne cancer like leukemia, that it's a tumor, that the tumor is the cancer. And I hear so many people tell me, oh, I had cancer and they took out the tumor and I'm cancer-free now. We have to change that. It's a false belief. And unfortunately, a lot of these people have that cancer come back because they didn't know this information that I'm going to share with you guys. Because you can take the tumor out, but you still have work to do. You still have to detox the body. You still have to repair those cellular membranes. You still have to do some things like try and get on a fat-burning metabolism to kill any cancer cells that may be hidden. What these people are believing when they have a tumor taken out and they think they're cancer-free, they'll do a scan, a PET scan or a CT scan or an MRI. The doctor will say, oh, don't see any cancer. It all looks good. Well, guess what, folks? You cannot see these tiny little cancer cells on those scans. And what science has shown us is that, and it really makes sense, if you think of a tumor like a balloon. Okay, so we have this tumor, this balloon. We know that the tumor has to have fuel, right? It's not growing on its own. It's requiring, you know, the main source of fuel is sugar of some sort, and it doesn't even require much oxygen. So somehow the sugar is getting into that balloon or into that cancer tumor. But we don't understand that it also comes back out. And so think about this. If you think of a tumor as a balloon and you think it's only a one-way process where only sugar goes into the tumor and nothing, and there's no outlet, the balloon would pop. It would explode because it's constantly fuel going in. But what we need to understand is that fuel goes in and byproducts of that tumor come out. And that's when they're swept away into the bloodstream. That's when all of these tests that I'm talking about can find those byproducts of antibodies, of antigens, of tumor cell DNA, of complete whole healthy tumor cells that are circulating in your blood that will never be seen on a scan. And those are the cells that are left behind that are very dangerous. But the great news is there is documentation I have 50 of them listed in my book, on natural substances that will kill those cells in the bloodstream. But we don't do that because there's not a prescription for that. There's no way for the doctor to charge you. And if we go back and we revisit the medical model, which is to react to the cancer with the tools in the tool bag, with the approved standard of care, that is chemosurgery and radiation and some of these new drugs that are more targeted. They call them immunotherapies. They hit a target on a gene that is supposedly a pathway of growth for that tumor. If you don't have those, I'm trying to say we need to change the whole paradigm. So I'm going to stop, Dana. I'm going to let you answer a question like you're listening to this because it's quite complicated when you think about it, because I'm asking people to throw out what they know and let's approach it differently and let's be victorious. Let's don't let people have a recurrence from these cells that are left in the bloodstream because we can get rid of them.
Well, I'm very impressed with what you're sharing, and I too have a history of being a cancer survivor, fortunately found extremely early, and I'm familiar with some of the testing that you recommend that are what I call early warnings. These are the early mm-hmm. warnings
yes.
that we get.
Yes.
And I get those tests done as a follow-up. In order to be in the safe range. And
right.
because I've been a nutritionist for, I'd say 85% of my career, I have focused on lifestyle. I've focused on toxin exposures. And I'm not naive. These toxins are here. It's difficult. It's difficult in this environment to try to be so pure and so clean and organic.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is.
Anything we do is better than nothing at all. So I think we're moving as a population toward this, what we used to call alternative medicine. I don't like. I call it complementary,
mm-hmm. right.
functional. It's inclusive.
Yes.
So I'd love you to hear about the tests that you're recommending and what those tests
okay.
tell us. This is important.
Okay, sure. And I have some new that aren't even in my document yet that'll come out in the October 2nd release of the book. So I have a really exciting one because I was dealing with breast cancer. So there is a new test called the Vedesta breast test. Have you heard of that, Dana?
That's a new one.
Okay, let's start with that one. Okay, so we know, and this is actually complementary to how we today handle breast cancer. Everyone goes every year, every 2 or 3 years for their mammogram. And we have a plethora of women who get the phone call, you know, your imaging test is, you know, questionable. We need you to come back in and do a 3D imaging or do an ultrasound or whatever, or do a biopsy. Heaven forbid they want a biopsy. So this is a test called Vedesta Breast, and it's V as in Victor, IDESSA, breast test. It's a blood test that any woman can request when they have this questionable mammogram, or they can do it, in lieu if their doctor will support them. You don't have to have a questionable mammogram to order this test. It is a simple blood test that looks for 13 different tumor-associated autoantibodies and 11 serum protein biomarkers. And basically, that sounds like a lot of words. All it is, it's looking for stuff in the blood that's produced by breast cancer cells. And it's a simple blood test. And you can request your doctor to order that. And we know that 70% of of biopsies, breast biopsies, are usually negative. So this can completely rule out the need for a biopsy if none of these antibodies are found, and your doctor can learn to read the test. I did have a gal that right now I'm working with that has a questionable mammogram. Her doctor won't order the test. So, you know, here we go again, because the doctor doesn't make any money from ordering this test. They do the biopsies. So I told her, I said, then call the lab that orders the Vedesta breast people and get a name of a doctor that will order the test for you, or fire that doctor and get another doctor, because we want to always go for the side of the non-invasive method instead of sticking a needle and doing a biopsy on a woman's breast. You know, so many are negative. And even at that, I would tell people, if you have a questionable mammogram, that's a warning sign. Even if you do a biopsy or you do a Vedesta breast and it's negative, that tissue is not looking healthy. So we need to go back and do some of the things that you're talking about, lifestyle, to help clean that up. But Vedesta breast, it's a new great test. And I think it can take a lot of stress and a lot of pressure and a lot of fear away from a lot of women that experience this daily. I'm sure there are people today getting phone calls that they need to come in for a biopsy, and they don't know about this test.
You know, this is old news is new again. Years ago, back in the 70s, Dr. Burton was mm-hmm. a student and discovered anti-tumor antibodies. This is what he called mm-hmm. them, an anti-tumor mm-hmm. complement. And mm-hmm. he was trying to grow those and give them back to patients. And ultimately, traditional medicine kicked him out of the country. And he went to the Bahamas and set up a hospital. And he said, send me your failures to NIH. Send me your cancer failures.
Right.
Let me keep them for 6 months. I can send them back. And ultimately, I think it was Sloan Kettering went and looked at his work, literally stole it and renamed it. And this was the beginning of using the body's own processes against the body's own cancers.
Yes.
And it took way too long because we were so entrenched in cut, poison, and burn is
right.
the facetious way to describe it. And it's interesting, and it certainly is taking off. But these tests have not been as far in the forefront. For example, for a while, one of my doctors was doing the circulating tumor cell test.
Mm-hmm.
And then the FDA said, no, you have to have this done in a lab. Do you know what the status is of that particular test at this time?
Are you talking about the cell search test?
Well,
because that's still
there
available.
Are several. Yes.
Yeah, there are a lot, and I would love to speak to that, but I think we might need to do it in the next segment.
Yes.
See, that's a long answer. That's a long answer.
When I'm not watching the clock, it means it's a good show because I'm enjoying learning. So for those of you that have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we've been talking with Jenny Herbacek, and we're talking about cancer-free, are you sure? And we've been talking about looking at early warning markers. This is very exciting, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Do
you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And today we're doing just that. We're having a very interesting conversation with Jenny Herbacek, and she has an interesting background. She's a registered nurse, author, educator, speaker, and cancer survivor, and she has taken what she experienced and what she has learned, and we've got great information to continue to learn about. So, Jenny, let's keep this conversation going about the tests that can reveal that cancer may be starting in your body.
Okay, so I want to talk about circulating tumor cells because those are big, but I want to make sure we get room to talk about a test that can really help people push that start line back, which is what we want to do because I will tell you I talk to doctors all the time that find patients that do any of the many tests I have in my book. They have indications of cancer, they intervene, and they can reverse it, which would mean if we could start this now, this new paradigm shift and go back and push the starting line back, we could stop. We could empty the chairs in these chemotherapy rooms. I'm sorry. I don't know what those people, maybe they could go into nutrition or something, but we could push the line way back. So let's talk about this really cool test that I am so privileged to know the people. It's called IV Gene Diagnostics. And the test is called IV Gene, and their website is ivgenelabs.com if you would like to go read more. But it is a simple blood test, and what they're going to do is they, again, are looking for cancer cells, circulating cancer cells in the body, and that have been released from a tumor that can be as tiny as 1 to 2 millimeters. And that's really tiny, folks. That's like if you put a pencil and do put just a little, you know, circle on a piece of paper. That's how small that is. So at that point, wouldn't you love to know that you had a cancer problem when it's that size? When a doctor can't even see it on a scan to stick a needle in it for a biopsy? When you, there's no way they can even remove it surgically. It's so small. When your body, when we can activate your immune system and do some detox therapies and do some anti-cancer nutrients that can just wipe it out. And guess what? You can avoid the process that I've been through and that Dana's been through. So let's talk about IV Gene. Simple blood test. You go to your doctor and they draw some blood. They send it off to the lab. And then what the lab is going to be doing is they're going to be looking for something called a methylation defect that's on those cells. What they have identified is that every cancer cell has a methylation defect at the same point. no matter what type of cancer it is. They cannot tell usually for brain cancers because of the blood-brain barrier. Those cells tend to stay in the brain. But any other type of cancer, they can find the cell. They identify the cells in the body. And if it has a specific methylation defect, then it's actually, if you want, if there's any scientific people listening, it's the MYO1 gene. If there's a defect there, they know that it's cancer. Now, this test only takes 5 days to get the results, so you're not, you know, you're not waiting, you know, several weeks. Oh my gosh, I'm waiting for my results. They will take the amount of those of the cells that they find with the methylation defect, and they will give you a score. So let's say, for instance, that I did the test and my score was 18. Everybody's score is specific to them because it's proportional to how much cancer is in your blood. So they're not going to give you a circulating tumor cell count. They're going to tell you a ratio of healthy cells versus how many cells have this methylation defect. So let's say my score is 18, and I go and I start getting in a sauna every day for 30 minutes sweating. I get my body into ketosis. I go get a few IV vitamin Cs. I pump up my curcumin. I, you know, do just some, you know, really clean up my diet. Then I go back and I check it in 3 months, and it's gone down to 8. Perfect. That's what we want. They will tell you that they find a few of these on everyone, but for each type of cancer they have, you know, they can give you a score, which is phenomenal. And even this test can be used for people who have had cancer in the past. They want to make sure that they don't have a cancer problem that's coming back. So let's say, again, your score was 18, and you test again, you know, you use this to monitor every 6 months, and all of a sudden it's jumped up to 25. Okay, now that's a warning sign that a recurrence is actually happening. So you can jump into action much earlier than waiting for your doctor to do another scan and find out where the tumors are. You know, I think people get scared when we say we have circulating tumor cells in our blood. Let me say this. I've been living with them for 9 years. And I keep my number very low. Unfortunately, I did not know better, and I did some chemotherapy. So I have a few resistant cells that we just monitor, and I'm always doing things to keep them at bay. But I could know immediately if I was having a problem by doing this IV gene test. And the cost of it to the lab is about $400. And you know, you have to understand your doctor has a nurse and overhead and light, so they're going to upcharge it a little bit. But this is something that could give people a warning sign years before and give you the motivation to make change. You know, people are not going to not order that fried chicken if they love fried chicken unless they really, a lot of times, have a reason not to do it because of the bad fats, and they understand about the respiration of the mitochondria, which is what's wrong in all cancer cells. And I think bad fats are just a huge proponent of that shift from a healthy cell to a cancer cell that happens in the cellular respiration. So I love IV gene. Do you have any questions about that one? Because I have a whole plethora of tests here.
No, that's excellent. That is excellent to know, and you're giving solid information, which I really appreciate, and I know our listeners do. Tell us about some more tests.
Okay, so everybody's into the PSA, right?
The
men all have to get their PSA. Well, there's another test that's even more specific than a PSA. It's called a prostate health index, and it looks for three different types of PSA, of the prostate-specific antigen, and it's a better look at where you're at, because sometimes people have prostate, their PSA can be elevated, but they don't have prostate cancer. And this test can identify more aggressive disease, and it can differentiate between prostate cancer and benign conditions that don't even need a biopsy.
Uh-huh.
And it's called a prostate health index from Innovative Diagnostic Laboratories.
Good to know.
Blood test, but nobody's getting these things. You know, and people say, Jenny, we all see you, and then we want to go get a cancer test, but we're afraid. But we still haven't let that fear monster go, and we're still living in the dirty lifestyle. Even me, as clean as I try and be, I can't get it all out of me. I mean, it's everywhere. I go to a lot of dinners. I try and pick at my food, but I'm getting there's no telling what's in that salad dressing that's on the salad that I'm served at so many of these banquets that I attend. And I know it's bad, so I try just not use it, and it kind of tastes nasty without salad dressing, so if I forgot my own. But what I'm saying is it takes a lot of work to really – we really can't remove ourselves from our environment. We know glyphosate's coming down in the rain. We know there's, you know – hormones and things from breast, from oral contraceptives in our drinking water. It's everywhere. It's just really hard to remove ourselves from it. So either we just wait for the lump or bump, or we can get in here and be active, and then we can use and apply the science that we know that stops cancer, because we can stop it. Because it's a terrible thing. No one wants to get it.
You can monitor it, is what you're telling us. You can stop it and monitor it. What about these tests? And we'll start the conversation, and it'll run into the next segment for sure. The Oncoblot, the thymidine kinase test, the Nagalase test.
Sure.
I've had the Nagalase done. It seems to me that a cluster of tests done is going to give you a better picture than selecting one. Do you prioritize?
Well,
these?
You know what I love the RGCC circulating tumor cell count test, but because I know that I have the cells. But I have some interesting news on circulating tumor cells that most people do not know, because I think the fault with those tests is sometime at the very end, when cancer is pretty advanced, all of a sudden people will get a false negative, and they'll look like they're fine, and then they, you know, 2 months later, they've got cancer all over their body and they die. And they'll say, but my RGCC or my whatever test was negative. We have now learned that the macrophages, which are a type of white blood cell, are actually fusing, the cell membranes are fusing with the cancer cell and creating this mutant cell in late stage disease that these circulating tumor cell tests are missing. Isn't that incredible? Have you seen? I've actually seen it happen under a microscope.
No, I have not.
Incredible. But Dr. Yiannis Papacenturi over at RGCC in Greece, because he's had a 10-12% false negative rate for years in late stage disease. All of a sudden, it would go to zero, but they would have a lot of cancer. But he finally discovered that it was because of this macrophage fusion, which if you go onto PubMed and search it, it's everywhere. We've known that it happens. But he's in the process of releasing a method that will detect those cells, which is awesome. So now, even if someone comes in with late stage, he'll be able to find those cells and give us some markers on those and take that 10 to 12 false positive down to, you know, pretty much zero. Or the cells can turn anaphylactic, that's an allergy response, anaplastic, where they're replicating really fast and they lose their shape and all their markers. But besides those two instances, which usually don't happen until very late disease, circulating tumor cell counts are a great way to see, especially after disease, if you have done all your treatment and you just want to confirm that what you did worked, and make sure you don't have those. It's a great test, but I will tell you, your doctor, your traditional doctor won't order it because, unfortunately, it's going to show that his therapy protocol didn't work. You still have those cells. We'll find them up 95% of the time. So they poo-poo it. They don't want to order it. Oh, no, that's no good. We don't want to know, because that's like, you know, they don't want us to know that their treatment was not a cure. It was just a treatment, and people still have these cells. It's unfortunate, and this test can also be used years before you even have a lump or bump to find these cells, because you can find it when the tumor is real tiny, and no one will even order a PET scan for you. You know, that's part of the problem. You can't even get a cancer test in this country hardly until you're really sick or you have this bump.
Right,
weight loss. We won't even have
reactive
people until they've got one foot on the banana peel. I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah, it's
we need
reactive.
Yes, and that's and I'm only speaking to a few tests. I'm telling you, my book is full of tests. And then on Cancer Free University, which is where I've actually interviewed the scientists and the labs, and I get them to tell me. And you know, a lot of people don't like to read. They can sit and listen to them explain how their test works.
Well, this is great information, and we are certainly going to talk more about it in the next segment, which will be our last segment. If you've tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're talking with Jenny Herbacek about cancer. Cancer-free, are you sure? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located here in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. Now, I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and this is a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning, and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on ketogenic diets. Now, today our guest is Jenny Herbacek. She's a registered nurse, author, educator, speaker, and cancer survivor. She has a book called Cancer Free, Are You Sure? It's on Amazon until April 15th, and then it will be coming out under a new publisher, and that will be in October. Very important. So Cancer Free, Are You Sure? Check out her website. Is there any other information you want to give us, Jenny?
If someone needs to email me, if you go to cancerfreeareyousure.com, there's a link there where you can send me a note. I do, I've been known quite often just to do a testing consult with people if they just don't know what to do, because it is hard sometimes to find a functional or an educated practitioner that can tell you what your options are, because people will say to me, well, Jenny, why don't you get this test? I'm like, because I know it would be positive. Why would I waste my money on that? I want to get this test because, and I can rattle off exactly why, because everyone is specific, has a different set of, things that they bring to the table. But you can always contact me there. And I do have my Cancer Free University, where I have interviewed over 70 of the actual people working in these labs doing all this work. And I take you behind the doors of clinics of integrative cancer doctors, because I tell people when you get cancer, you're scared. You want it out by the first doctor who'll take it out, and you run down to the big cancer institution because we put our faith in them, and you get that opinion. I tell people, I encourage them, always get an integrative opinion from another physician, and they're organizations of them all over the country. Always hear both sides of the story. Listen to my Cancer Free University or read my book. Do something, make an informed decision, because you can't go back and redo it. And the body can heal. It absolutely can heal. We just have to set the right plan in action and assemble a team of experts to help us get, you know, back to that cancer free status.
Excellent. Excellent. So we were talking about the tests, and you gave us good information. A lot of this information's in the book, and you'll have new information in the book that comes out in October. So let's talk some more about the tests and what they reveal.
Okay. I wanted to finish with the circulating tumor cell count test, because people need to understand that years before you ever have a tumor, there are many labs that can do a test on you, and they can tell you if you have circulating tumor cells in your blood just from a blood test. No need to even do a scan with radiation. No need to stick a needle in you. We can find cancer now in the blood, either through any of these autoantibodies. I can rattle off a list of tests that can do this. But I want to focus for a minute on the circulating tumor cell test, because we do have one test in this country that is FDA approved, and it's by a company called Cell Search. And most people do not get that test until their doctor suspects a recurrence. They suspect that the cancer's come back, or this is something that happens after you've been cancer-free for a while. This test they can detect a circulating tumor cell count, get you a count of how many cells are in your blood per volume of blood that they've tested. And the thing that you really want to keep in mind is the sensitivity on this test is not very good. It's very weak. It will not give you a positive number until you have enough cancer to have spread to other organs. And it tells you that. If your doctor orders that test by Cell Search, your doctor says, I'm giving you a CTC test. You need to find out what the lab is. And if it is Cell Search, which is very helpful, I suppose, but no one wants to get a positive Cell Search, because if you have a positive CTC on the Cell Search test, it's not good news. It's already metastasized to another organ. And I believe they do breast, colon, prostate. It's very limited to a few types of cancer. So that test to me is kind of silly. You already know you have a problem. I'm trying to I want to save lives. I don't want to push more people into more therapy, more chemotherapy, more surgery. Let's stop that. We can do it. The other circulating tumor cell tests from other labs, will find it years earlier and are much better. But just beware of it. Ask where you're getting it. Make sure it's not a recurrence test.
Okay. Good advice.
What
other tests?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the AMAS test is just a blood test, and it looks for the anti-malignant antibody. Great little screening test. It's not expensive, and the only time it doesn't work is in very late-stage disease. You would not want to order this test, because it requires the immune system to produce those antibodies. And in late-stage disease, we know the immune system is shut down. There is another test called Biocept, and it's a two-part test. It does circulating tumor cell count, and it tests for biomarkers, and it's also limited to just a few types of cancer, but it's usually covered by insurance for the biomarker identification, which is another fancy word for a genomic type test.
Mm-hmm.
That part's almost always covered by insurance, and the circulating tumor part, cell count part, is sometimes is and sometimes is not, but I think it's never more than about $625. But I want to talk about, like, for instance, all the tests are different. Biocept has a limited amount of biomarkers that it looks at. So you could realistically get a false negative on that test if you have some cancer that's outside of their it's limiting, that test. It's not one of my favorites, but it is covered by insurance. And if you have the markers on your cancer cells that they test for, it's a home run. It will tell you, you know, if your count's going up or down. The biomarker or the genomic testing is very different than a chemosensitivity test. And the difference is a genomic test will take a blood sample. Once again, remember, we're not putting needles in the body. We're just other than to get some blood. We are going to send that blood to the lab. They're going to identify the markers on the cancer cells. Because, again, we have cancer cells in the blood. They're not just hiding out over there in the tumor. And then they're going to look at the targets on this list of drugs that hit those genes that they've just identified on your cancer cells. And they're going to give you a potential effect that, you know, Susie's cancer will be respondent to this and this and this drug. It's a potential effect. It's not, they have not touched the two. They've not taken the cancer cells and put them in a little petri dish with some of the drug to see if it actually works. It's a potential effect, which many times is so much better. It's actually way better than just doing cookbook medicine, which is what I call you. You have liver cancer or this type of cancer, and they give you the standard therapy for that type of cancer. You don't ever want to do that. At minimal, you want to have a genomic test. Which Foundation Medicine is another lab that has really nice genomic testing, Guardant 360. If you want to actually send a piece of tumor down to the lab, you can send it to Dr. Nagurny at the
yes.
Nagurny Institute, or you can go to Wiesenthal Cancer Institute. You can send your – there's just a plethora of tests. You can send your actual – some fluid out of the lung that might have cancer cells in it or tissue at a biopsy, instead of just throwing it away or just doing the typical work that they do on a biopsy, you can send it and they will actually take those cells, put it in contact with the cancer drugs, and they can tell you exactly which chemotherapy will be effective. And, you know, I've spoken with Dr. Nagurny. I interviewed him in Cancer Free University, and many times he has people that they have no options. There's nothing that anyone can find to help them, and their doctor will send a sample, some fluid or tissue, and he can identify that drug that saves their life. It's absolutely, it's phenomenal, but you have to know to ask for this.
Yeah, we do it for urinary tract infections, and I did
right,
this.
Right.
I used Nagurny. I used Nagurny for my own. So,
yes.
Great. Well, we have a short period of time. We have about a minute.
Okay. Okay.
What else do you want to share?
Okay, so let me tell you, there's a great test called the Cancer Profile that is actually made up of 7 different tests that can tell you if you they're almost spot on with telling you if you have a cancer problem or not. And we don't really want to say you have a tumor here. We just want you to fix your body. We want you to plug in with a nutritionist, with someone that can help you. I have lots of things in my book even that will help you to connect with someone who can help you get back to a cancer-free status and prevent that formal, as I call it, diagnosis. We all know about the Cologuard test that deliver the little box
yes.
to your porch now, to your front door. you can order a little occult blood screening test on Amazon if you're afraid to go to the doctor. You know, for $20. There's another test called Colon Century from Innovative Diagnostic Laboratories, which will look for things in the stool that were shed by cancer cells. We have the early CDT lung test, which will find lung cancer years before you would ever present with breathing problems. It's an amazing blood test. You know, it just goes on and on. Nagalase is a little different. You talked about that. That's more, it's, you know, that's more of immune function, but it shows immune suppression, so you don't want to have a high nagalase level. But there are so many tests. I tell people, just do your research, and basically I've done it for them. You did mention Oncoblot. Oncoblot is not available now, and they are actually the people who have released this new IB gene test we talked about earlier, and I'm not sure they're ever going to bring Oncoblot back. They are still working on it because it's very laborious.
You know what? We're going to have you back. We
yeah.
need to have
okay.
more discussion. Thank you for being with us.
You are so welcome,
and
I've speak health to everybody out there and a long life of a cancer-free status.
Yes, good wishes. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.